Welcome to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast is brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, LandSouth Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Assure, WJXT Channel 4, and Tenton XL. Here's this week's show.
Welcome to another edition of the High School 912 podcast. Joel Lamp here filling in for Alan Verlander this week, and we're happy to have Tammy Talley, the Duval County Athletic Director, joining us this week. And Tammy, thanks for taking the time out to join us.
Thank you. I appreciate being invited.
You guys with the county, you've got a big job being a large metropolitan area. We've got 17 high schools that you have to work with on a daily basis from an athletic standpoint. Talk a little bit about the job that you've got with the county and the impact you're having with the kids and the programs here.
Very good. Okay, so yes, I do oversee the 17 public high schools in Duval County that offer, many of our schools offer up to 36 sports. My job also oversees 25 middle schools that have 12 sports. So it's relatively a big job, not only overseeing the athletic programs, but everything that encompasses that, the coaches, the coaches certification. I do everything with regards to facilities, scoreboard repairs, weed control on our fields, resurfacing of our gym floors. So that it runs the gamut from, you know, from the student athlete to the coach and everything in between.
When you look at the schools and all the things that you guys have to deal with, dealing with the student athletes is usually the most rewarding part of the job.
It is. It's what I miss most. When I decided to go into education and I became a teacher and a coach, that's what I truly enjoy, was the interaction with the student athletes. But I also had a desire to lead and educate, which is probably why I went into athletic administration. Now I feel like I still can connect with the student athletes because I'm able to lead their coaches to be better in the job that they do. But the student athletes, I do terribly miss being with them.
This fall, you worked with Channel 4 on creating the Bold City Showdown between Atlantic Coast and Mandarin. And Mandarin was able to use that as a kickstart to their run to the state championship. First, let's talk about that game and getting it televised. What was the feedback from that, and kind of how did that idea come to fruition?
Well, it was very well received, not only by the two schools that participated, but our entire county. Everybody was wanting to know, well, when are we going to get our opportunity to be televised? The student athletes loved how Channel 4 and Airstream put the event together, where they made it like a game day, an ESPN game day event, where they had the kids on the television screen and they had their names across the bottom and the on-the-field commentating, the 1010XL was there doing their radio announcing. It was just something that our district has not had an opportunity to participate in. And from the student-athletes to the coaches, even faculty members from the two schools and the schools all over the county really enjoyed that event.
And then Mandarin uses it. They go on the run. And from a football standpoint, your schools had a great year. You had two teams go to Orlando, and they both came home with a trophy.
They did. That was wonderful. On the Thursday night of the state championships, Raines High School went down to as the defending state 4A champions and ended up coming back with a back-to-back championship. And then we turned around and went back to Orlando on Saturday, where Mandarin High School was able to bring home their first ever state championship for any team at their school, and their school's been open since 1990. So it was very exciting for both of those schools, for sure.
When you look at those programs that win state championships, what do you feel like separates them a little bit from some of the other schools in the district?
Well, definitely. I mean, I think those that put in the work get to have the fruits of their labor at the end of the season. So hard work, definitely. You have to have a good coaching staff behind you. You have to have support of not only your school administration, but your district administration as well. And I think our schools have all of that.
When we talk about the winter sports, it's more than just basketball. Golf in the areas of a fall sport. What are some of the other stories that we don't get to hear about in the fall and winter that kind of get lost in the midst of everything else that's going on?
Well, I think what's interesting that people may not know is not only do we have basketball in the winter, but we also have boys and girls soccer, JV and varsity, and we have that on the middle school level and the high school level. In high school, we also have boys wrestling, and I think people in the area around the state may not realize that we still wrestle in our high schools. About 5 years ago, girls weightlifting became a state championship sport. So now we have girls that compete on the state level, and this week is the state championships for girls wrestling. So we have lots of girls that participate in that sport. And now cheerleading in the FHSAA, schools have the option to participate in competitive cheer, and we had some schools locally win the state championship in the FHSAA. Baldwin High School won their third state championship for competitive cheer. So I think other sports that aren't traditional sports that people don't think of, we have them in high school and in middle school.
And they're performing at a high level as well. As we talked a little bit about basketball, you mentioned the basketball season, and when we're recording this, it's the week of the district playoffs. The high school 9-12 program and the basketball tournament. How has that felt within the county, and then also the entire high school 9-12 program with its kickoff this spring with the academic program? Tell us a little bit about how that's being received as well.
So I would like to start off by talking about the high school media day that we had. We've always had media day for football. And with Airstream Ventures and High School 9-12, this was the first year we were able to highlight another sport, boys and girls basketball. And I will tell you, the coaches in our area and our student athletes extremely loved that particular day. So for the county to be able to participate in something like that and highlight all the great things that basketball players and coaches are doing was very exciting for our programs. And then the basketball tournament that the student athletes were able to participate in, how that was received by the community, I think was another great event that was hosted by High School 9-12.
As we look at these tournaments and events, it's cool for the kids to get the opportunity to not have to go somewhere. Normally in the past, they're having to go to Tampa or the Panhandle or somewhere else to go play in a high-level event. Now, whether it's the Atlantic Coast Mandarin game that was on television, the high school 9-12 basketball tournament, the baseball tournament we're going to have in 2 weeks, they're able to stay at home and be recognized, but also play in a higher-level tournament in their hometown.
Yep, you're exactly correct, and not only are they able to have their friends and family stay locally and watch them, but it also saves some money for the schools to not have to travel, to not have to pay for hotels, and then to be able to be seen locally on television, on the radio, and then again to have their friends and family be able to stay right here at home and watch them.
We mentioned the high school 9-12 tournaments. The high school 9-12 program is obviously a little bit more than just the tournaments. It's the academic program and the life skills. The academic program with the boot camp that's going on, that's been off to a great start. I feel like that's where the schools really see a lot more of the value. That, yes, absolutely, it's great that we're doing stuff for sports, but it's also great that there's an impact being made with these kids too.
Definitely, because college coaches, if kids want to participate at the next level, college coaches are looking for more than just the best baseball player or the fastest kid on the track team. They're looking for that drive and that dedication in the classroom. And High School 9-12 is assisting with that with the boot camps that they're doing for the SAT prep, the you know, the college resume, writing their essays, all of that is extremely helpful. And then the upcoming recruiting seminar that is, I think, perfectly placed right after National Signing Day. So next week is the recruiting seminar, which will be at Wolfson High School. And to be able to have parents and coaches and our student athletes participate in something so they can learn the ins and outs of recruiting. They can learn, you know, that there is a place for them if they're looking for something other than a Division I athletic scholarship.
That's the one thing I know in my history, having worked in college athletics, the first thing parents are always asking me is, hey, how do I get my kid looked at? How do I get recruited? And it's, you know, if your kid's not the 4'2", 40 kid that 6'6" and 300 pounds and is built like a brick stone god, how do you get recruited? And so having this recruiting seminar is a big step in that direction to help these kids who don't realize there are a ton of opportunities, but you may have to recruit the school a little bit sometimes to get them to recruit you back.
It's definitely an educational opportunity for our parents because, for the most part, they just don't know. They don't know the rules and regulations. They don't know when their child can be, when a college coach can talk to them. They don't know the height and the speed that their kid needs to be recruited on these different levels, whether it's D2 or NAIA. They may not even know the test scores that are required, you know, for entrance into these colleges. So for Airstream Ventures to be able to put on this seminar for free for our parents and coaches and student athletes is just, like I said, an educational opportunity that is just, it will be extremely helpful.
As we talk about some of these opportunities, one of the big things that is kind of the highlight for your year is National Signing Day. It's the culmination, it's the graduation of the athlete, not from the school, but from the program, because now they know they're going to continue their athletic career. They've had a great finish to this point, and now they're going to be able to continue it in college. Yesterday was National Signing Day. I know you've got a big smile on your face right now. Tell us a little bit about the emotions that you go through, but also of the amazing stories of these kids.
Well, one of the most exciting days is to be able to participate in National Signing Day because just about all students can participate in high school sports. It is a very small percentage of students that get to go on and live their dream by playing sports at the next level. And to see that the hard work that these kids have put in, not only 4 years of high school, but, you know, we know today parents are starting their kids, you know, at, you know, 3 and 4 years old in sports, trying to get them that ultimate college athletic scholarship. And just to see, you know, them ink their national letter of intent that they're going to go on and play sports at the next level, all the hard work is finally paid off. It's extremely, you know, it's very rewarding to be able to participate in that day. And we had 13 of our schools yesterday participated in National Signing Day. We had over 100 students that signed, and many between now and the next couple of weeks we'll get offers that'll come through as well. In early signing period, we had about 60 kids. So I'm hoping probably by the end of February, we'll have, you know, over 200 kids that have signed to, you know, play sports at the next level. And that's just helpful for our parents because college is not, you know, cheap. And any bit of athletic money and or academic money that these kids can get is just helpful all the way around.
That's one of the things we're talking a little bit more at the recruiting seminar about, too, is, hey, just because it's not Division I doesn't mean you can't get a quality education and have the school give you scholarship money to pay for it. There's a lot of opportunities in Division II, Division III, there's a lot of opportunities. They don't have athletic scholarships, but they can still find ways to give you a package where you're can get a discount on your tuition.
And so much academic money out there that parents do not even realize that there are scholarships that just go untouched, either because parents don't know about them or we just don't get, you know, the applications filled out or we don't get them turned in on time, or maybe it's, you know, it missed the cutoff because we didn't turn in the right amount of information. But there is definitely money out there for kids to go to college.
When we get into the spring sports, we've got the tennises, the baseballs, the softballs, and then you've got some sports that people don't know that are played a lot too. Like you talked about weightlifting for the girls. We've also got girls flag football. We've got bowling. There's still a lot of stuff that's going to be starting here in the next couple of weeks, and it's going to go all the way through May.
Yes, spring is a extremely busy season. All of our sports are outdoors, so we're all checking the weather. But you're right, we have baseball and softball, not only on the JV and the varsity level, but the middle school level as well. We do have girls flag football, JV and varsity. We have boys and girls lacrosse, and that is a fast-growing sport, not only in our county, but across America. And we have boys and girls tennis and boys and girls track. And we have track and field in the high school level and the middle school level. So there are sports going on all over the spring from January all the way through the end of May.
When do you get rest?
I get rest on Sundays. Isn't that when we're supposed to rest? Unless a team is on their way back from somewhere and their bus breaks down or they have to go into, you know, for different reasons. But Sunday is the rest day for sure.
Well, you keep a busy schedule. We appreciate you taking the time out to join us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
That's Tammy Talley, the athletic director of Duval County Schools. I'm Joel Lamp. I'm signing off for this week's episode of High School 912. Be sure to check out our website, jackshighschool912.com. And a special thanks to all of our sponsors who make the podcast and everything in Jack's High School 912 possible. Until next time, we'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, Land South Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Ashore, WJXT Channel 4, and 1010XL.